AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he will succeed in court against the lawsuits filed by 16 states to try to stop his declaration of a national emergency. And he says he has an absolute right to do it.
In fact, I hear the Democrats want to take down all walls along the southern border. And if they do that, you're going to have a very different country. But they're not going to do that. They wouldn't. First of all, they won't do it because they know it's wrong. They know walls are necessary, maybe more than we do.
The president also said he is looking forward to a summit next week with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
I'd just like to see ultimately denuclearization of North Korea. I think we will see that ultimately. I have no pressing time schedule.
The president is also reacting to the newest Democrat in the race for president, Bernie Sanders. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
I like Bernie.
The president says Sanders was taken advantage of after running a great race in 2016.
He was not treated with respect by Clinton.
He says he wishes Sanders well, but
personally, I think he missed his time.
And figures the other Democrats in the race are wasting their time.
You got a lot of people running, but only one person's going to win. I hope you know who that person is. Goodbye, everybody.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police searching the home of a missing Colorado woman initially found no evidence of foul play, but later discovered traces of blood belonging to Kelsey Barrett. The information was revealed in court today. Barrett's fiancé, Patrick Frazee, is charged with murder. A body has not been found. A judge is giving the go-ahead to a lawsuit filed by a parks advocacy group to try to stop for good the delayed construction of former President Obama's $500 million presidential center in Chicago. The West Virginia House of Delegates effectively killed a complex education bill that sent state teachers to the picket lines. It involved charter schools. It's not clear if the teacher strike is over. No injuries have been reported in central Oklahoma from a 3.0 magnitude earthquake. This is AP Radio News. Baseball pitcher Don Newcomb has died.
The Dodgers confirmed Don Newcomb died Tuesday morning after a long illness. Newcomb was a hard-throwing right-hander who joined the team in Brooklyn in 1949, becoming the first black star pitcher in the National League. He was Rookie of the Year that season and both Most Valuable Player and Cy Young Award winner in 1956. At 6'4" and 225 pounds, Nuke was an imposing presence on the mound. He was a four-time All-Star and pitched for three pennant-winning Brooklyn Dodger teams, including the 1955 World Series champion. Don Newcomb, part of the Dodgers' groundbreaking star trio that included Jackie Robinson and Roy Campanella, was 92. Warren Levinson, New York.
A former Dodger is moving south with a much bigger paycheck. A source says Manny Machado has agreed to the biggest free agent contract so far, 10 years, $300 million. It's with the San Diego Padres. The Padres lost 96 games last year and haven't had a winning season since 2009, haven't been to the playoffs since 2006. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.